West Valley Republican Senator Daniel Thatcher's SB 103 would allow a judge to enhance the penalties someone faces for committing a crime if they target a victim based on any number of personal attributes, including their race, religion, sexual orientation, ancestry, gender identity, or ethnicity. Prosecutors say that Utah's current hate crime statute, adopted in 1992, is unusable because it doesn't list those specific groups, but instead talks generally about crimes that deny a person their constitutional rights. In his opening remarks, Senator Thatcher said that after years of attempts, he believed the time was right for the measure to pass.
This year, we have more support than we've ever had before. With the clarifying statement from the LDS Church, with the public support from the governor, we have reached a tipping point where almost 70% of Utahns agree that this is a policy we need to move forward with.
During the floor debate, another Republican lawmaker, Salt Lake Senator Kirk Cullimore, tried to amend the bill to cover people from additional groups, especially those of a particular political persuasion.
I think across the country we've seen a number of stories lately where somebody may be targeted because of their political belief or because they may be conservative or because they're wearing a MAGA hat or particular thoughts that they have on a campus. And so because of that, I would move that Amendment 1 be included to this, which adds creed or political belief.
However, Senator Thatcher rejected that amendment, saying that it would impact the legal scrutiny that had gone into crafting the language of SB 103. A majority of senators agreed, and Senator Cullimore's amendment failed. So, on to the bill itself. Monday was the first time a hate crimes bill had been heard in the Utah Senate since a similar measure was defeated there in 2016. Logan Republican Senator Lyle Hilliard said that while he struggled with the bill initially, he had since come to support it.
I learned in my life that people who are different than us are more like us than they're different. And if we pick out the thing that's different about them and that becomes the threat that we think in our mind that that makes us better or we need to do something, shame on us. So I look at this bill as not doing any harm, but doing some potential good.
Freshman Democratic Senator Derek Kitchen, Utah's only openly gay state lawmaker, spoke in favor of the bill.
I am a member of a community that happens to be targeted more frequently than others. Most of you likely are as well.
Kitchen appealed to the status of many members of the legislature who belong to one of the groups represented in Senator Thatcher's bill. More than 87% of the legislature are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
If you think about targeted groups, more often than not, you're targeted because of your race or your religion before, say, LGBTQ.
Last month, a lobbyist for the Mormon Church explicitly said that the faith wasn't opposed to the legislation, something the church's silence in previous sessions had left in question. In the Senate on Monday afternoon, after half an hour of debate, Senator Thatcher's bill cleared its first floor vote in the Senate on a 19-9 vote. SB 103 has now advanced further than any hate crimes legislation has in recent years. I'm Roger McDonough, KCPW News.